he did a wonderful job accommodating us, and couldn't have worked out better.
And Jen, what was that night like for you?
I was not as nervous as he was, for sure.
Right.
He was a mess. I kind of knew it was coming, not totally, but he was sweating it a little bit.
Well, and that's pretty normal, I think, for a lot of the fellows out there. And, of course, that was pretty a big deal to get that coordinated. And, of course, I was at the show and had no idea that was coming. MC Taylor he's on the mic and starts talking about how Josh had reached out and kind of set the stage for the whole audience, and everybody cleared and made a circle. Josh got down on his knee and popped the question.
And I said yes.
And you said yes. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those special, special penguin moments, special night for us and at that show. So how
great,
cool.
Great
we wouldn't have even known that was you guys if Jenny hadn't texted. So thanks, Jenny, if you're out there listening. All right, so now to the matters at hand. Pretty serious matters, actually. You do really important work as an MD. So give everybody out there a little bit of an introduction, Jen, to how you obviously decided to get in the medical field and become a doctor, a little bit of your trajectory, and how you then will talk about Coastal Direct and the practice you've opened.
Yeah, so I did not intend to go into medicine, and that was not my plan. I came down to UNCW as a marine biology major, probably same as a lot of people in the area.
Right.
And ultimately, through probably exposure to really kind of desperate situations, my parents took us overseas to a lot of different countries growing up, and I saw a great need and finally figured out when I was almost had graduated that my career choice could match up with what I was passionate about in terms of taking care of underserved populations. So that's how I personally got into medicine, and, you know, went to Chapel Hill, did residency out in California, and landed back here as a hospitalist at New Hanover.
And traveling around the world, I'm sure you saw some pretty intense things.
Yeah.
In your travels and endeavors.
Yeah, and a country that's really dear to my heart is Haiti, and that's one of the poorest countries in the Western Hemisphere, and I still do a lot of work down there and partnered with some organizations, and my family has a nonprofit, and we work with them. There's certainly, in the U.S., also pockets where there's just as desperate of a situation, and medicine is a really great way to serve in communities that are really needing help and focus on their health and wellness and well-being.
And then Josh, I guess you're also in the healthcare field as well, right? And you work at the practice Coastal Direct.
Yeah.
In Leland, talk a little bit about your trajectory.
My trajectory goes from outdoor education, leading adventure travel trips for teens, and doing some wilderness therapy, conservation work with the Park Service and Forest Service, into some marine biology and being a surf instructor. However, I wanted to go back to school to get my graduate degree, so I took a nursing assistant course. I'm a CNA, worked at New Hanover for a while, became a technician in the emergency department for well over a year, and I met my sweetheart.
And I derailed his plans and sucked him in.
I've still stayed busy, though. Not only gotten to assist in the clinic with phlebotomy and taking care of patients and helping it grow, but also giving me more opportunity to play music myself and to grow our family.
Yeah, be a stay-at-home dad.
Right. And you, speaking of family, I guess you've got some family involved in the practice with you, right? Your two sisters?
Two sisters, yeah. So Sister Kristen Pleasant is a nurse practitioner, family nurse practitioner, who is my partner in the practice. She's co-owner with me. We're the ones that hatched the idea. We our other sister is a pediatric physical therapist, and it made sense to have her practice out of the clinic as well. And, the three of us get along, obviously, just fine. enjoy working side by side, helping to take care of our community.
How cool is that? Your parents really, I guess, had a pretty profound impact taking, I guess you all went all over the globe.
Yeah.
Back then. That's kudos to your parents. We need to meet them and have them in here too. to really set a precedent for the whole family to be together in this mindset of serving and, of course, in something as important as our health, helping us all with our health. If you're just joining us or just tuning in, that is the voice of Jennifer Nomitas and her husband, Josh Youse. They are the owners of Coastal Direct Health and Wellness over in Leland. And the word direct is a really key word in what they're doing. Really direct care you get with your doctor. And for some, I know that is like, what are you talking about? What kind of a notion is that? I haven't heard of that kind of care where I actually can really interact with my doctor. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We'll have a musical interlude, a little nostalgia with some His Golden Messenger for them. And then we will talk more really about exactly the kind of care that they are providing. Up for you now, one of their favorites. This is His Golden Messenger's Saturday Song here on The Penguin. That is His Golden Messenger here on The Penguin, Saturday's song, a favorite of our guests joining us here in the studio. If you missed the first segment, we'll give a little bit of a reintroduction. It is Josh and Jen with Coastal Direct Health and Wellness. So we're going to really get into talking about their practice. But His Golden Messenger was here at the Brooklyn Arts Center just over a year ago. It was last January. And if you were at that show, you may remember a guy getting down on a knee and proposing, and it was Josh here who proposed to Jen. And it was one of those magical musical moments in our Penguin family history. And they've already tied the knot, too. We have to give official congratulations on the air.
Thanks.
all right, so that's just a little bit of a recap. We could go on and on, but we're going to really talk about what you guys are doing. So Jennifer is an MD. Josh is a CNA, and they work together, two of her sisters. It is a family affair over there at Coastal Direct. That's in Leland. But her sisters work there with her as well. And just give a little bit of a recap as to kind of your parents leading you in this direction, and then we'll talk about your practice.
Yeah. So growing up, my parents definitely just stressed the importance of serving, and they modeled that well and took us on mission trips around the world. And we were exposed to a lot of really desperate situations and populations that needed help. And that's what drew me and actually probably my sister as well into medicine. And then we decided to band together and start our own primary care practice.
Okay, so let's tell everybody about this practice. When did you open? How long has it been?
So about 2 years, actually. Mm-hmm. I think February 1st, 2 years ago, is when we had soft opening.
Congratulations on that anniversary, too. So what is this notion of direct healthcare?
So direct primary care is kind of an effort to take medicine back the way that it used to be, where you knew your provider, your doctor, and you had a direct relationship. And so it takes third parties out of the picture, namely insurance companies. And so people pay a monthly membership fee to have access to a really extensive list of services. So it functions a lot like a traditional primary care office in terms of what it provides, but you just pay that monthly fee and you have it's inclusive of all these different services.
And to give some people some idea, like what are some of those services? Like what is the gamut of that spectrum of services that are included?
So any and all exams, whether it's, you know, a comprehensive annual exam or, you know, well-child check, sports physical, or an acute care visit, your monthly fee includes all of that. We do pap smears, we do laceration repairs, we do biopsies, EKGs, lots of point of care testing in the office.
All right there. And just basically people are paying a monthly fee. And that's really nice, too, because there's a predictability for people, too, that and so much is covered under that. So they kind of just, if they can make those payments, then unless there's the really big stuff, I guess, then they have to maybe drift elsewhere. Yes. To supplement?
Mm-hmm. So I would always recommend that somebody have some kind of catastrophic coverage. There's a lot of programs that I've become very familiar with in doing this because direct primary care pairs really nicely with cost share programs or just catastrophic coverage. So you can end up paying a really reasonable amount for most people and get very extensive primary care and good coverage. And so obviously this isn't going to cover a hospitalization or cancer diagnosis where you need treatment, which is why that catastrophic coverage is really important.
Sure.
But this will, our goal is to keep people healthy and focus on preventative care so that you don't end up in those situations.
What a novel idea that
yeah.
is, right? Which a lot of the healthcare world is not really in the preventive mode. It is treat the symptom, treat this isolated thing, and treat it after it's happened versus preventing it before it happens. So this is probably the application, I guess, and it's great for anybody, but especially for people that don't have insurance. And even if people do have insurance, I guess you're not dealing with them. So what are the benefits to that for the patient?
Yeah, so a really big benefit is it frees us up to actually be able to pay attention to each and every person in the practice. So a lot of primary care offices, it's a systems issue where you are, as a provider, forced to see a certain number of patients in a day so that you can get reimbursed the very little amount that you're going to be reimbursed by the insurance companies, which that dictating involvement of insurance companies really is why you're rushing through appointments a lot of times. And so this gives us the ability to take out all of the overhead of a billing department and all of the hassle of trying to navigate the insurance and just focus on being a doctor, a provider, and take care of patients, which is makes the job very enjoyable for me, and our patients love it.
Well, of course, right? I mean, it is, as you say, like really going back to the way healthcare was, the way it used to be.
Yeah.
When you really did have a family doctor and you could interact and talk to each other and yeah, when you to think about healthcare, something that is so vitally important, that really people are just a lot of doctors are and patients are being shuttled through to just check boxes and meet quotas and things like that, that just then compromises the healthcare. Tell everybody a little bit about an experience when they come in. What's maybe perhaps one of your most rewarding stories that you've had in working in this setting?
So, as I said, when people typically sign up, that initial appointment, my sister and I have trouble limiting ourselves to like half an hour or even an hour sometimes. So first appointments sometimes take up to 2 hours if the person coming in has that much time to spare. And we, really get to know people and their families, and, we have a cool like system where people can text us, or even after hours, they're going to get one of the two of us. So I don't want to share too many like really specific stories because of HIPAA. But basically there have been several instances where we've been able to keep people from having to go to an urgent care or an ER simply by being available at like 7 o'clock at night, which is really, if you can, text your provider and say, hey, is it okay if I take Benadryl with this medication? And, it's a simple yes. That in itself is rewarding because there's a trust that you build and a relationship that forms. And, we have people bringing us in their fresh pecans. it's like, it's a little family. It
right.
really is. It's a family practice because we're all sisters working together, but then truly, we really know our patients well.
And to think about that, when you say someone could text you like on a Saturday evening at 7 p.m. and ask, is it okay if I take this medication with this Benadryl that I already took? And to be able to do that and not only help someone maybe alleviate what they're actually dealing with right then, but to save them the hours and the dollars of if they did have to go to emergency or an urgent care. I mean, the stress that you're alleviating for people, not to mention helping them with their health and being accessible like that, and sometimes just a couple of minutes with the direct interaction with their doctor, to be able to save people hours, perhaps, of stress, anxiety, and money. I mean, that's just, it's funny because, as you know, even before you were coming in for this interview, and I'm like, wow, what, this is such a new idea. And it's really not, but it is. It shouldn't be.
Yeah. And it, this is, direct primary care has blossomed in some other areas of the country, but it is fairly a new concept here. And a lot of people have told me, hey, this is, seems too good to be true. Like, there's got to be a catch here. And I had some of the first people that signed up were like, what? It's only that amount a month? Or if you ever raise your prices, I'm staying, because you should be charging more for this. I feel bad. You know, I've heard that so many times, which is also pretty awesome to hear, because, you know, people value the service that we're providing. And that feels good, because that's not how my experience has been otherwise.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like you are a shining light, a beacon here in the area for people. And we're thrilled to get to shine our light on you. And your practice, Coastal Direct Health and Wellness over in Leland. Of course, they've got a Facebook page. There's you and I guess your sister on your Facebook page. Of course, the website is Coastal Wellness, right? Isn't it? Yeah, CoastalWellnessNC.com for the website to find out more. That is Jen Nomitis, her husband Josh here as well. Both, I mean, so she's got, she and her husband are there. Her two sisters, truly is a family affair practice. Before we let you go, is there anything else that you want to touch on or share with everybody out there? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot, and of course, they can just call you and find out more. This is something very innovative in this area. But any final thoughts you want to pass along?
I just really quickly, one question that I hear a lot is this the same as concierge medicine? And in the service, to some extent, yes, but concierge prices tend to be a lot higher. And we're really anywhere from $50 to $85 a month, depending on your age, which is, if you think about it, if that saves you, you know, if that saves you one visit to an urgent care, you've probably paid for 6 months to a year of the membership fees. So that's the main difference, is the pricing, and concierge practices typically bill insurance as well, which is why they have to charge higher prices, because they have all that overhead. So this is simple, transparent, and people just, you know, they love being able to have good access to their provider. So we have a good retention rate and looking for new patients.
Well, I'm sure the phones are going to be ringing. I mean, really, $50 to $85 a month. Is what you're talking about? You're kidding. My jaw, you guys aren't, you can't see me through the microphone, but my jaw just had to pick up off the counter here. That is, I'm sure people are saying, yeah, of course I'll come and do that. Everybody, I'll drive from Wilmington to Leland for that.
It's only like 15 minutes.
Yeah, right.
The bridge is not that big of a deal.
Right. Oh my goodness. What a breath of fresh air. Seriously, with your practice and of course the two of you, our newlyweds, here in the studio with us. That's Jennifer and Josh with Coastal Direct Health and Wellness, changing the game for us here in the area. Thank you so much for what you're doing to serve our community. Hopefully this will, more of this will catch on. Everybody's coming to knock down your door for that health care. You can, again, find them on Facebook, Coastal Direct Health and Wellness, CoastalWellnessNC.com for more. And they can help you out. Thanks, guys, so much for coming
in. Thank you, Kim.
All right, we've got Grace Potter with medicine up for you now here on The Penguin.